All right, Shabbos, say good morning. Good morning. Let us begin. We are continuing Meretz Hashem in Shar Bitachon. The goal today is to finish up Parak Beis. We'll see how close we get to attaining that particular goal. I believe we left off with Hashishis. Is that correct? Hashishis? Yeah, we got up to Shviyas. Okay, great. Excellent. So Shviyas. So criteria number 7. So remember again, we've been speaking about this idea. Alan, you think it's 6? Seven. Okay, good. Fine. Excellent. 7. 7 it is. So we'll say, so remember again, in chapter 2, we are focusing on the 7 criteria necessary in order to fully place your faith in something. Now remember again, the conversation is a shtekel setup. Why is it a setup? Because obviously what the Mechab is trying to do over here is saying us, in order to put your full bitachon, your sense of trust and security in someone or something, they must meet these 7 criteria. So, of course, he's not telling us anything else other than outline criteria. We, of course, know where he's going with this because he already told us in chapter 1 what he's doing. Namely, he's going to outline the 7 criteria and simply tell us that what? No person, no human being could ever meet these 7 criteria. Conversely, as he's going to demonstrate, the Ribono Shel Olam meets all of these criteria. And therefore, by definition, it is only HaKadosh Baruch Hu who deserves our bitachon, or who is entitled to our bitachon. So Hashviyas, the 7th criteria. Shemi Shebatach Allah B'tachlis HaNadivos V'Chesed Mishirai Lo Ulimi She'in Arai Lo. Ribono, this is absolutely beautiful. So the 7th criteria. 7th criteria is, if you're going to put your bitachon in someone, you have to know that that person is b'tachlis hanadivus v'achesed, is inherently and thoroughly kind and giving, right? And nadivus means like generosity, chesed means kindness, l'misha ro'ilo or l'misha eno ro'ilo. He said, only put your bitachon in someone who is objectively kind and giving, both to those who are deserving and those who are undeserving. In other words, they both say, bitachon should only be placed into one who is absolutely good and kind through and through. What's the definition of being good and kind through and through? A person or an entity who bestows goodness and kindness upon others, whether they deserve it or not. It's so incredible. V'siye nedivaso masmedas, and the kindness must be ongoing. The person's kindness must be ongoing. V'achesed nimshach. And ultimately, again, same idea. The chesed should be continuous. Lo yikaris v'lo yipasek. It should not end. So we'll say, so this is criteria number 7. So remember again, just to clarify this. So criteria number 7, again, is someone, only put your bitachon in someone who essentially is consistently and continuously good and giving to you, whether you deserve it or not. And I was about to say, what's the pshat with that? Because if I want to put my bitachon in someone, there are times that I need goodness, even if I'm not entitled to it. Right? There are times that I need chesed, I need help, I need love, I need bracha, even though I haven't earned it. So therefore, again, I can only put my bitachon in someone or something that is going to provide me with that chesed, with that goodness, in times that I deserve it, times that I don't deserve it, and whose chesed, kindness, and goodness is continuous and ongoing. It's so I'll say, it's incredibly profound. We'll expound on this in just a little bit as well. So I'll say, so therefore, again, the Mechaber says as follows. He says, based on everything we've learned, therefore, mi shenikbitzu bo kalamido seila, therefore, any person, we're talking about right now, we're talking about a person, any person who possesses these 7 criteria, im kamash is kind of called on laze, mishlemu tnaya bitachon bo. So I'll say, so again, if you could find someone who satisfies all 7 of these criteria. All 7 of the criteria. Right? So we'll say, so remember again, we could do a quick review of them. Number 1, being compassionate and loving at all times, right? Number two, ultimately, always paying attention to the needs of the other. Right? So again, in other words, if I put my bitachon on someone, I know number 1, they're going to be loving, consistently loving and compassionate. Number 2, they're always going to pay attention to my needs. Number 3, absolute power. Number 4, complete knowledge as to what is good for me. Number 5, ultimately complete and consistent dedication. Number six, complete control or absolute control. And number seven, constantly showering bracha and goodness upon me without end. So this is seven criteria. Seven criteria. Therefore the Mechaber says, okay, so if you go find someone who meets these seven criteria, Nishlamu Tinoi Abitachon, so you could have Bitachon on such a person, Vas Vishayiv Hayodea Zeh Bimenu Livtachbo, Vishatanuach Nafsho Alav Bigiluyo Ubenistaro Belibo Beivarav. So I say, if you could find someone who satisfies these seven criteria, then what? Put your complete Bitachon in such a person. Right? And put every aspect of your bitachon in this person. Right? The revealed components of your bitachon, the hidden components, in other words, invest yourself in totality in this person. He says, Vishatanuach nafshala bigiloi ubinistaro. In other words, we'll say, I can rely on this person for the revealed parts of my life and for the hidden parts of my life. Belibo, with all of my heart and with all of my body. Ulihi masra ilov. And I can give myself over in totality to this person. I can be confident ultimately again in their xeros and their decrees. And not only that, but I could also know with certainty that whatever that person does is good. Is good. In other words, I can have complete confidence. They meet these seven criteria. I can have complete confidence that anything and everything they are doing ultimately, again, is good in every single way. Okay, so I say, so here's the punchline, right? The kasher nach karla ela shiva tinoim lo nimtsim klal bebruin. Okay, now, boss, and now we come to the honesty part. Now I say, and this is actually a kind of overwhelming idea. There is no human being who can meet these seven criteria, right? In other words, so there's no person. And you know, say, I want to point out that that's not a knock. Moshe Rabbeinu can't meet the seven criteria. Avraham Avinu, Sarah Imenu, Rachel Imenu, no one could meet, no mortal can meet these seven criteria. And I will say, of course, that makes control. And it makes control. It makes sense. Because some of the criteria are things like absolute control. Right? No human being has absolute control over anything. So now I come to a recognition that no human being possesses all seven criteria. V'nim se'in kulam abari yisala. And I will say, the only entity in this world which possesses all of the criteria, ultimately, is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Only the Ribono Shel Olam. Shumirachim al b'yosef, kimo shekasuv, rachum v'chanon Hashem, v'amar v'ani lo achos anin ve'ir agdol. So I will say, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the one ultimately, again, who has complete compassion for all of his creations. And again, we're going to go through the seven criteria again and how HaKadosh Baruch Hu possesses each of them. But I will say, but this is the punchline. This is the punchline. And I will say, remember again, remember what we did in the Hakadamah? Remember what we did in the Hakadamah, in the introduction? Remember we went through all of the different things that people place their bitachon in? And why, like, it doesn't make sense to do that. They place it in their money, or they place it in their physical strength, or their intellectual prowess. So now I'll say, now I'm so much more sophisticated with this, because now I know that in order to have bitachon in something, that entity, must satisfy seven criteria. Because also, remember again, what does bitachon represent? Bitachon represents a whole, I trust in you so much that I'm willing to fully give myself over to you. I give myself over to you. And not only that, we're going to see what bitachon means, and this is really criteria number seven. What bitachon means is, I trust that every single thing that you do is for my good. I trust, I believe that, because what was criteria number seven? What was criteria number seven? Remember again, criteria number seven was, I trust, my bitachon tells me that everything you do is good, is chesed, is rachamim. You're always showering good, chesed, rachamim on me at all times. And I say, what does that mean? That means even in times when it does not feel good, and even in times when for me it hurts, and it's painful, and it's tragic, and it's difficult, and it's adverse, I believe that it's good, because you ultimately never stop showering good upon me. No human being can satisfy these criteria. And therefore, we'll say, it's It's going to sound strange when you say it, but I cannot place my complete bitachon in people. And I want to say, we make this mistake all the time. So just, and I realize this is why we're never keeping up with the schedule, but let me just say this very quickly. Let's say, just a moment. I'll say, number one reason why there's friction in human relationships. Number one reason. Survey says, number one reason. Because someone who I'm in a relationship with fails to meet expectations. This is it. This is number one. Number one. Right? Why the Shalom Bayis problems? Because my wife, my husband, didn't meet my expectations. I would say, I've come to learn something very interesting over the years, which is, do you know why often people don't meet your expectations?
Too high.
Because they're unfair. Because they're unfair. Because sometimes the expectations are simply too high. See, I would say, because we have this idea, yeah, marriage is a perfect example of this. We have this idea, I'm going to have complete bitachon in my spouse. And what does complete bitachon in my spouse means? You're always going to come through. That's not fair. That's not fair. That's not, we'll say, now, by the way, you see, the beauty of this doesn't just help with my relationship with Hashem. Suddenly, it dramatically helps me with my relationships with people also. Because now I realize that in a lot of relationships, I think I have created unfair expectations. Because in essence, what I'm actually trying to do is have bitachon, mamish bitachon, in my loved ones, right? I need my father, my mother, to come through at all times. Bitachon. I need my wife, my husband, to come through at all. One second. Can you have beautiful relationships? Of course. Should you place trust in other human beings? Absolutely. Trust, yes. Bitachon, as we've outlined it, no. And I will say, suddenly again, once I recognize this, I get to reframe the nature of all of my life relationships. And suddenly take a look and say, you know what? Are the expectations too high? Are the expectations too high? Am I essentially applying bitachon criteria to a mere mortal? And if I'm doing that, no matter how much I love them, no matter how much they love me, they're going to fail. They're going to fail because it's simply something they cannot live up to. It just opens one's eyes to all of relationships. So I'll say, let's finish up. He goes like, Sheinu Masali, HaKadosh Baruch Hu ultimately again. So I'll say, in the previous paragraph, so the Mechaber just pointed out over here, how the Ribbono Shel Olam lives up to the first cloud. Remember again, what was criteria number one? Complete compassion. Complete compassion, right? Ongoing compassion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is filled with love, with compassion, with pity for me. Criteria number one of bitachon is that the entity in which I place my bitachon is filled with complete compassion, pity, and love. HaKadosh Baruch Hu meets that criteria. How do we know that? Again, Rachum v'chanun Hashem v'ani lo achol sanin be'asen. So again, you see, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes ahead and fulfills criteria number one. Well, see, we'll have to stop for today because it's already 6 o'clock. We're going to be on the 90-day program instead of the 67-day program. All right. Who says Shkoyach? Shkoyach, Shkoyach.